I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, you are from Lima, is that correct?
Yes, Lima, New York, born and raised.
And, of course, that's pretty much kind of right around the corner from us here. It's great to have you here chatting with us. And now you, just to let our listeners know, you're actually calling from Afghanistan, correct?
Yes, I am. First off, it is a pleasure to talk to you. I'm calling from Maimana, Afghanistan, which is northwest corner of Afghanistan up by Turkmenistan border.
Now, how long have you been deployed to Afghanistan?
We've been deployed since last July, and is looking forward to our return here this summer.
Where are you deployed from? What fort?
Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. So when it's interesting that a lot of times, and I don't think people understand this and know this about the Army, is that just because you're from Lima, New York, that doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be assigned to Fort Drum in your home state, that you can go anywhere.
That is very true. I've been stationed at quite a few places so far. But it's all a great experience getting to travel and getting to experience new places with the Army.
Now, is this your first tour of duty, or have you been deployed before?
I was deployed in 2007 to Iraq, Baghdad.
As a first lieutenant, chatting with First Lieutenant Luke Moody here, originally from Lima, New York, and calling from Afghanistan. Now, as a first lieutenant, what exactly do you do as you command the men, and what are you doing in Afghanistan?
Okay, first lieutenant, currently I'm out here in Afghanistan as a platoon leader. I'm in charge of a 15-man platoon. And in Afghanistan, we're doing contracting for the Afghan National Army and Afghan National Police. We're helping them to build facilities to house their army and give them force protection, keep them secure, so that they can, as an end state, take over this fight, trying to help equip them with the proper facilities.
Now, First Lieutenant, when you mentioned about helping them build, build houses and the things that you're doing, I think that's another piece of the Army that a lot of people don't understand. I think when people think Army, they automatically think that all you're doing is over there in the midst of battle all the time. But you're there to support the locals, and that's really what this has become at this point. Is that correct in Afghanistan?
Yes, I'd say that's a true statement. We're trying to help them, and mentor them and guide them into taking over. We're not out here, in day-to-day combat, but we're actually supporting them and training them and getting them to do it and take charge of their own country so that, one day we can pull out of here.
Now, it's interesting. I spoke with a congresswoman on the air, and, of course, we talked about the Army. We talked about the deployments. And, of course, these have been, extended terms. And now I believe today there's a big push to get reservists to re-sign as well. A lot of people sit back and they think, what are we doing there? We've been there long enough. Why can't we just come home? As a first lieutenant leading a platoon, a two-fold question. What's the morale of your platoon, and are things going well there? What do you want to let people know here in the States about how it's going in Afghanistan?
Let's see. I like people to know that, we're over here helping. We have an end state, and that's for the Afghans, take over control as a police force, as an army, and just pulling out would be just as bad as not coming over in the beginning, I would say. We're trying to get them equipped. And the great thing about being an American soldier is the support from the people in America. Getting packages, getting support, letters, everything. We greatly appreciate that from the American people.
Now, if somebody wants to, get packages to you, there are so many organizations that are out there. But if somebody from, listening right now, and they're saying, wow, you know, I'm listening to somebody who is actually literally from our back door, you know, in Lima, New York, because we're just outside of Rochester here. And they say, you know what, I want to get something to First Lieutenant Moody. Is there an easy way to do that?
You know, you hit it. There are a lot of organizations, a lot of church groups, a lot of there's huge organizations and small organizations. Off the top of my head, you know, Soldiers Angels is a great website, and they support us. They supported me in Afghanistan and Iraq. And you can sponsor individual soldiers, or you can go ahead and sponsor a unit, or you could just give it something or send a letter to a random soldier. As for me personally, you know, even though I'm from your backyard, I'm looking to come home, so any packages that would come over here for me, you know, I'd probably pass over the sea.
So when will you be returning home? You said you've been there for almost a year. So when will you be returning home?
We're looking to come home sometime in June.
Okay, sometime in June. It's interesting you mentioned the Soldiers Angels. I'll be sure to let Shelley know that you mentioned her, because I know Shelley quite well.
Oh, wonderful.
First Lieutenant Luke Moody, chatting with First Lieutenant Luke Moody. He is calling from Afghanistan, from Lima, New York, and doing work in Afghanistan, working with the people to get them equipped. And this has been a pleasure. And just, you know, on a personal note, one of the reasons, Lieutenant Moody, that I know Shelley is I actually have two sons in the Army, and next week we're heading off to Fort Benning. As our 18-year-old graduates from Fort Benning, he hit Honor Hill, he's been pinned, and he is now in the infantry, and he's getting ready to hit Fort Lewis in May.
Oh, that's great news. I'm happy to hear that.
So when I had the opportunity to chat with you, I definitely jumped at it, because I'm a huge Army supporter, and I want you to know that. I appreciate what you're doing. And just, you know, the support that I've seen, you mentioned the support that you get from the American people. I'm seeing that from a parent's side, and that's got to be encouraging for you, and I'm sure it's encouraging for your family as well, because the support goes beyond just the soldiers. It goes to the families as well, doesn't it?
Yes, and there's another great organization. I think it's called Operation Homefront, run by Vicky Dupree out of Henrietta, New York. And what she does is she supports the families and the wives at home. And that's another great organization. Because when we, you know, if you ask any soldiers, you know, they'd love to get something in the mail. But hey, if you can take care of my wife, or, you know, send her something, or make her happy and make her day for one day out of these 365, you know, that's something we truly appreciate even more.
Well, First Lieutenant, it's been great talking with you, and I wish you all the best, all the safety. Please give my best, and my two boys, who are now officially in the Army, their best as well, and I say hoorah!
Hoorah! Thank
you so much for your time. Have a great day, First Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.